much. Honorable members, can we please reconvene? I'm not sure whether we want to finish the business we started earlier on before we go to minutes and we end up our meeting by adopting minutes, or we want to start by minutes then go to the actual outstanding work that we're busy with in the morning. What is the best route, honorable members?
I think, honorable chair, if I may, let's finish the work that we've started so that we know that it's done and dusted, and then we can go to the minutes.
Thank you, honorable Butelezi. That's a popular view, honorable members.
Agreed, chair.
Thank you so much. If we are on agreement, can we then, because we all tabled, discuss and agreed. Now, we would want the officials to take us through by reading so that we can agree whether this is what they've put together reflects our discussions and as well as our recommendation. I hope Honorable Mendez, she has been informed that we are meeting at 5, at quarter past 5, I'm sorry, and she has joined us. Mr. Peter Paul, when you present, can you also indicate in that Honorable Mende, she was in fact informed and she has managed to log in? Mr. Peter Paul?
Chair, she was indeed invited. I haven't seen her in this meeting, but she did receive the documents and the link together with all the members.
Okay. If she did, can we allow you to kickstart? Maybe she's still going to join us.
Yes, Chair.
I am now muting myself in order to sit. Over to you, Mr. Peter.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I'm not quite sure what process to follow in presenting. I think except to say that the report is the one that we shared with members. And I know that we did receive the one contribution by Honorable Butelezi, where he was suggesting that we should add under the recommendations the reason for the inclusion of the nomination of Ms. Maluleke as a suitable candidate for the position. I'm going to find that because it's something that I just included, and perhaps I should read that, and then I'll be guided on whether there is more that members would like for us to include in that regard. The addition here simply reads, and this is a report, Honorable Tellers had also suggested that it's important that we just have a final read to cross the T's and dot the I's, using his words and his right. Something that once the members have adopted the report, something we must do just to make sure that it comes out clear enough for the ATC, especially as we send it out for publishing immediately after the meeting. So, Chair, the admission in that, when it regards to that suggestion, was that amongst the reasons given...
Sorry,
Mr. Peter
Paul.
Yes.
There's a sound behind you. I'm not sure whether it's our sound or what. It's
not coming from me. Perhaps we can just ask all the participants to please mute.
Please
mute their devices. I will mute people if I find them. Just right now, I'm not.
Yeah, we can still hear that voice.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Sin.
Yeah, may I inquire who's Divya Vasson? Divya Vasson, because that's not unmuted. I don't know if it's from PMG or whatever, but who is Divya Vasson? Can she identify herself? Oh, now muted, I see. But
I'm muted.
Peter Paul, do you know Divya Vasson?
Yes, No, Wilson, I do not. But I will assume that because we share the link with our media people, they then forward it to journalists. I'm not aware of their name. But I've muted them. Indeed, the sound was coming from that person.
Paul, can you just caution them to stay mute because they are really disturbing?
Can you
get back to what you were doing? Please read what reflects in what and with the Honorable Mutelezi's amendments so that you can discuss and agree whether that you want to.
That's exactly what I just started, and members will then inform us if we need to add more. It says, amongst the reasons given were excellent responses to questions on the day, which demonstrated her ability, experience, and suitability for the office. In particular, her experience as the current Deputy Auditor General, especially at a time when the institution is working through the new normal, will put her in good stead for this position. And that's where it ends, Chair, and then we'll take further guidance.
Thank you, Mr. Peter Paul. Honourable members, that's put before you to agree, add, delete, and agree. Can I allow honourable members to contribute on this one, please, honourable members?
Honourable Chairperson.
Chair.
Yes, Honourable Singh, Honourable Somyo, in that order, please.
No, Chairperson, I believe that the suggestions or the intervention by Honourable Mutelezi, as captured by Peter Paul, are good enough for us just to substantiate why we chose the preferred candidate. And I think our minutes will also, also form part of the record at some stage. And then they, go into detail about how we came to the decision that we did. Thank you.
Well, Chair.
Yes, Honourable Somyo. Thank you, Honourable Singh.
It's my view that the minutes capture the spirit of our discussions in terms of the decision, except for one area which I don't think is a more fundamental on the question that relates to experience part. It should be viewed as an added advantage. It should not come as if it has been a driver. As an added advantage is the fact that she is the current Deputy Auditor General, something of the sort.
No, thank you very much, Honourable Singh and Honourable Somyo. I agree fully with your addition, Honourable Somyo. Any other hand on the amendments? Are there any other hands, Honourable Members? There seems to be no other hands.
Okay.
Honourable Mutelezi?
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Chair. I think I agree with Honourable Singh and Honourable Somyo. At least now there is we have put some reasons broadly why we ended up with the candidate. I'm satisfied, Honourable Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Mutelezi. I think that's what we are agreeing on. If Mr. Peter Paul, you can read now once and for the last so that we can be all clear on what you are saying so that we can put that aside and deal with the minutes. Mr. Peter Paul?
Yes, Chair. You're putting me under pressure, Chair. I need to phrase it correctly. I understand completely what the members are saying. But we need to put it in such a way as Honourable Somyo puts it, so it will certainly be part of this before we publish it, if that is okay with the committee.
Although I can't hear you properly, I guess you are suggesting that you be given just time for you to complete the actual writing so that you can reread for us when you are done with that, and we can allow that if that is what you are suggesting.
Yes, Chair, that is fine.
Okay, if that is fine, now the problem is, okay, can we call upon our minutes now as you are writing so that we can go through the minutes as you are waiting for you to complete writing what has been the amendments? Is it possible for you to also fly last meeting minutes so that you can deal with them as well whilst you are waiting for you to complete writing? Is that possible, Mr. Peterpa?
Chair, the minutes, we have forwarded them to members, all three. I would suggest that if it's okay with you, Chair, that you then just ask members to comment on the minutes in the order that we have put in the agenda we sent. It's the minutes of the 4th of August, followed by minutes of last week, the 14th of October. And of course, there are today's minutes then, Chair, which I thought we'll do right at the end, because we still need to add to them the deliberations that we are having right now. So those ones will be adopted, and then we will add whatever deliberations are at this moment. So Chair, you may proceed with minutes, starting with the minutes of the 4th of August to the 14th of October, to the part that deals with our earlier session today, while I just finish off the writing on this report, please.
Okay, on Mr. Peter Paul. Honorable members, do we agree with the proposal that we can so long deal with the minutes of the 4th of August, 14th of October, and this morning's minutes as the correspondence we got from the office of Mr. Peter Paul?
Can you get it, Chairperson?
Thank you, Honorable Tikuo. Can we go to minutes of the 4th of August then, please?
Just a minute, Honorable Chair, trying to access the end.
Can I just give members just 5 minutes?
Thank you.
Can you proceed, honourable members?
Yes, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Can I get hands on that now that we've gone through the minutes? Is there any, the first set of minutes, anything that members would want to raise, whether to raise something, to add something, or to adopt as well? I'll give over to honourable members for them to raise their hands.
Honourable Chair, Buthelezi.
Over to honourable Buthelezi. Thank you.
Honourable Chair, I'm referring to the minutes on the 24th of June 2020. I want to move for the adoption of these minutes as a true reflection of the meeting held on that day.
Thank you, honourable Buthelezi. There's a mover of the minutes of the 20th of June. Any second, honourable members?
Chair, I'm just checking if you're dealing with the minutes of the 4th of August. The minutes of the 20th of June, I think we'd already
Yeah, he's correct, Chairperson. Got my hand up there.
Oh. Honourable members, it's like we did deal with the 20th June minutes.
Yes, Chairperson.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry about that, Honourable Buthelezi. Can we get into the next set of minutes, honourable members? The 4th of August, please. Honourable Singh.
Yes, Chairperson, thank you very much. Yeah, on the 4th of August, it's fine. I'm just trying to recall that there was a stage when Professor Chunky from Loy. Had withdrawn. I'm just trying to, Peter Paul, can you recall in which minutes that those are? On the 4th of August, we've got the withdrawal of Ms. Kalidas. But have we mentioned anywhere the withdrawal of Professor Tankitom Loy? Because he was shortlisted and it's reflected in the minutes of the 4th of August. But subsequent to that, did we have anything? I'm just trying to look at all the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think Honourable Sen is correct. Honourable Sen is correct. So on that day, he formed part of the list of candidates that were shortlisted, but then subsequently withdrew the candidacy. We just need to check as to when the committee accepted that, Chair, and I suspect that it may be part of the unofficial meeting we held the day before the interview. So I certainly will need to check that. But on this day he was shortlisted, Chair.
So are you committing to say, Mr. Peter Paul, that part of our discussion will reflect in the next set of minutes? Because I think that's what Honourable Singh is trying to remind us, that it should reflect in one of the set of our minutes, because it did happen. Otherwise, that if our minutes don't reflect that, that will not be the true reflection of our minutes.
Okay. No, I'm committing to ensuring that if it's something that we have omitted, it must certainly reflect.
How are we going to make sure that unless honourable members can assist me in this, because if we are saying it does not reflect now and you are about to adopt, for me that you create a little bit of a problem. Unless you are saying it must reflect on the minutes that you are dealing with now, so that will be the amendment of the minutes and we adopt them as such, so the total outcome will reflect that. Yes, Honourable Murulong.
I'm going to suggest that Peter Paul must, amongst other things, go into his records and confirm whether this would have been the specific day on which the candidate withdrew their candidature. that if we do adopt these minutes, we do so with the proviso that portion of withdrawal of candidates will be included. So we can do it with a provision that such will be included in the minutes, and we will then have to leave it to you, Chairperson, to make sure that given the fact that this is the last meeting of this committee, that such a provision is made for the purpose of records. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Honorable Morolong. Do we agree on that approach, Honorable Members?
Yes, Chairperson.
Thank you very much.
I agree from my side.
Oh, thank you, Honorable Singh and Honorable Tupou Peters. Thank you. Then there's a move and the second of the 4th of August minutes. We are done with that set of minutes. Can we then, with the proviso that Honorable Morolo has just outlined, can we now go to the minutes of the 14th of October? Chairperson, taking it that we have all read the minutes, and because that meeting was a very short meeting, where we adopted the number of minutes that were before us, I move for adoption. Thank you very much, Honorable Peters. Any second?
A second, Chairperson. Yeah.
Second, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. That takes us now to... Is there any other set of minutes or this afternoon's minutes, this morning's minutes, Mr. Peter Paul?
The request there, Chairperson, with the permission from members, is that I feel that the bulk of the discussions happened earlier today. So that is what we shared with members. The only addition that's going to then happen, because we can't separate the two, it's not two different meetings, per se. We are then just going to add the deliberations of the session to that. So far, I would wish for members to have a look at that part, which was very important as they expressed themselves on their candidates. And then we will also then adopt those with the proviso then that this part is going to be added to those. And then I'm going to share those with the Chairperson. That's a suggestion, Chair, and will be guided by yourself.
Honorable, thank you, Mr. Peter Paul. That's the suggestion, Honorable Member. Do we agree on the suggestion? Honorable
Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Vessel. If we are in agreement, then we have dealt with this morning's minutes. Is that the case, Honorable Members? If that's the case, Honorable Members, yes, Honorable Singh?
Chairperson, I think what Peter Paul suggested is that the discussions now and what we discussed this morning will make one set of minutes. But perhaps we do the report now. And then that will be included in the minutes of the meeting, which you can check with him at some stage. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Honorable Singh. I wanted that assurance. If that is the case, Honorable Members, can we now call upon Mr. Peter Paul once again to present now the report once again? Mr. Peter Paul?
Yes, Chair, I'm here. I'm just opening up that part one more time. Chair, if I may then read it in full after we had, after the suggestions that were received, just one more time that passed. It says that amongst the reasons given were her excellent responses to the questions on the day, which demonstrated her ability, experience and suitability for the office. In particular, her experience as the current Deputy Auditor General serves as an added advantage, especially at a time when that institution continues to work through the new normal and will put her in good stead for the position. That was just the part, Chair, and then members can tell us if that is okay, and then we can look at other sections.
Agreed, okay. Chair?
Agreed, Honorable Somyo.
Agreed, Chair.
And the picture is beautifully captured.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Just a question for the clarity.
Yes, ma'am.
In the body of the report, the fact that one of the candidates withdrew prior to the decision of the committee on who the preferred candidate is, does it matter? That's the question, honorable members. It's just for clarity.
Okay. Can you repeat the question for myself? I should understand the question.
Please.
Pardon? Can you repeat your question, please, Honorable Peters?
My question, Chairperson and Honorable Members, is whether the withdrawal of one of the six candidates after the interview process does matter as a reflection for the report, or is it something that we just leave it that six were interviewed? It's for my own clarity. It's just clarity for process matter.
Chairperson?
Yes, sir. I think
the withdrawal of the candidate is material to the report, and I think it should be included, given the fact that this particular candidate was subjected to a process of interviews. So I think that it should comprise part of the report. We should not omit it, mention it in the report, that we had indeed called for six candidates for an interview, the jury interview and one with withdrew subsequently. Thanks. Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Singh. Honorable Singh, can you speak, please?
Yes, Chairperson. Yeah, thank you. I agree with Honorable Morong that, we have to mention that Mr. Sass was interviewed, went through the entire process, and was asked to clarify certain issues in writing, and the committee received a letter from him post the interviews that he decided himself to withdraw. I think that's very relevant to the report. Thank you.
That's a concrete proposal, honorable members. I hope, Mr. Peter Paul, you do follow the discussion for purpose of recording.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The honorable members, what we will do then, once Mr. Peter Paul, even after this meeting, we'll send you now the very complete version of our minutes so that you can get to understand exactly what we said in addition to what you are doing. Very important portions that you are adding in this minutes. Do we agree on that, honorable members?
Agreed.
Thank you very much. If we are on agreement, honorable members, is there anything that you have left, Mr. Peter Paul?
Chair, thank you for that. I'll probably just ask Chair for you to ask members to move for the adoption of the report so that we make it official, and then we will follow those steps as you have guided us, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Peter Paul. I'll ask then honorable members to raise your hands and indicate whether we do adopt the report as it stands, as per your, with the amendments, we adopted with the amendments that we have just embarked on.
honourable members.
Chairperson, I so move for the adoption of the report with all the amendments. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable Murulong. Any
agenda?
I second, Chair.
Chairperson, I second the adoption. Or oh, anybody?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. The report has been tabled. The MIP report has been discussed and amended. The report has been adopted. There's a mover and a seconder. And that is how we are concluding the issue of the report, Honourable Members.
Who's the seconder, Honourable Chair?
The seconder is...
It can be Vessels or myself, I think.
Vessels and Honourable Singh. It was Honourable Vessels and Honourable Singh.
Vessels can have it. Vessels can have it.
Vessels can have it. Thank you very much. Then we agree that Honourable Vessels seconded. Do we agree, all of us, Honourable Members?
Agreed.
So an agreement, Honourable Members, that concludes the business of today.
Honourable Chair.
Can
we get indications from Mr. Peter Paul whether our request is being processed?
Yes, Jefferson.
Mr. Peter Paul?
Chair.
Can we give an indication whether there's a possibility of our request being considered? The test is...
Chair, it's something that I would like to just have a quick chat with you. I think as Mr. Singh did say earlier, that one is really something that will leave to the different party whippers, because I think it needs to be, if it was going to the House Chairperson, it would be easier for me, but this one needs to go to the Programming Committee. We are going to affect the amendments that the members have given to us and make sure that we clean the report up as we should. And then we are going to send it to the NA. I think it is a matter of the assistance may come from, I know that Mr. Singh last time was able to raise it at the NAPC meeting, and then things were able to, you know, the dates had to change and so on. So it's something that, Chair, I would wish to talk to you about after the meeting. But yes, there's always a possibility. We've always tried to get things moving, and we've always succeeded.
Okay. I will definitely, once I get indication, Honourable Members, I will give that indication to yourselves through Mr. Peter Paul, as we always communicate between ourselves. Can you agree on that one?
Yes, Chairperson. Chairperson, I did speak to the Secretary. But I suggest that perhaps you chat with the Chief Whip of the Majority Party, and we can discuss it tomorrow. But it will presuppose that the report has been sent through for tabling, and that the report is available. But I think if you speak to the Chief Whip, we can get some guidance.
I'll do exactly that, Honourable Members, on your behalf. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. It has been a straightforward kind of a meeting. Thank you for everything that you have done. Very extensive work. Once again, I appreciate the kind of commitment that we all displayed and the cohesion we had as this committee. I guess this is the last central committee meeting. We're now meeting the House for us to table our report. Thank you so much, Honourable Members, and enjoy your evening.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good night, colleagues.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. And good night, and a good vibe.